The Vice President John Dramani Mahama has called on religious bodies to mobilize their people to register for the upcoming elections when the biometric voter registration begins on the 24th of next month. He said religious leaders have a bigger role in ensuring the success of the elections. Speaking at the first anniversary and inauguration of the Cedar Mountain Chapel International in Accra, Vice President Mahama said government will work with the Electoral Commission to ensure free, fair and transparent elections. He said elections will not be won by insult or character assassination, but by debates on issues.
Religious leaders do not only pray for peace and success of Ghana, but they also actively advocate and intervene in the process to make sure that the process is free, transparent and fair. Often when we politicians get very heated as we enter another election year, participate fully as citizens of this country to determine what the government post-2012 will be. Government can facilitate or hinder the spread of the word of God. And that is why people of faith must take an interest in the creation of governments. And that is why congregations must register and must vote. On behalf of the government of Ghana, I wish to assure you all that we shall work with the Electoral Commission to ensure a free, fair, transparent and peaceful election. Let me say to everybody that these elections will not be won by insults or by personality attacks, but by a very clear debate on the issues and challenges that confront our people. I give my pledge, and it's easy for me to do because I've never insulted anybody in my political career, that I will never insult or attack any personality in this election. And I'm sure that I speak for my president when I say that I can guarantee that he will never insult or attack any personality in this election. But let me say that we need to also preach and educate our members. A lot of the time, the worst of the insults and the fighting are more by the members and the followers than the leaders. And so while we make these personal pledges, I also call on all members of political parties, foot soldiers, activists, to follow that lead and ensure that we have an insult-free election, a campaign leading to a successful election, and that at the end of the process, God himself shall give us a leader after his own heart.
The General Superintendent of Assemblies of God, Reverend Dr. Frimpong Mansu, called for utilization of Ghana's untapped human resources. He said the newly inaugurated church will be used to solve problems that are human-centered.
The Israelites from Egypt, he said, build me a tabernacle. And they brought all the things that they have to build a tabernacle. In the days of David, he also saw the need. And he provided, and other people with him also provided, and the tabernacle was built, and the temple was built. This house is going to be used not for litigation, not for fighting, not for confusion. It's not going to be a place of argument. It's going to be a place where the name of the Lord is going to be lifted up. A place where people can come with their problems, and a man or a woman of God will be here to counsel them, to pray with them, and to assist them to get the problem solved. Place where people get married and be blessed by the man of God, and they can go and live happily. A place where children given to members of this church by the Lord will be brought here and dedicated and be blessed by the Lord. A place where people, when they have suffering, when they are confused, when they are disturbed, and they even want to end their lives, will come here and found the living water.
The General Superintendent of Assemblies of God, Reverend Dr. Frimpong Mansu.